Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and I come to you each and every week to bring you stories of hope, a moment of inspiration, a moment of solutions. We come to you to let you know that you are not by yourself in your struggles. You're not by yourself when you feel as though you are all alone. Somebody somewhere has been where you've been and has been where you are right now. And I want you to know that they made it, and I want you to know that you're going to make it too. That's what we do. I get to do what I love and love what I do on a weekly basis. I call myself the connector because I connect people with other people that understand what you are going through. So I do want you to know that trouble don't last always. I want you to hang on in there. I want you to know that God is no respecter of persons. And if he bless those that comes on our line each and every week, then he will do the same for you. I want to interview you. If you have a powerful testimony, if you know without a shadow of a doubt that God brought you out and brought you through, I want to interview you. I want you to go to breatheagainmagazine.org. That's breatheagainmagazine.org. And click the submission button and leave your information. Somebody from our team will get back with you and get you scheduled on the show, because your testimony is not for yourself. Your testimony is not for you to just sit at home and say, yes, I'm saved, I'm delivered, I'm set free. It is for you to share it with somebody else to let them know that there's some hope, and that if God did it for you, he will do it for them too. So don't hang on to your testimony. Don't just put it in a bottle and put it under your bed. Share it with somebody. Tell somebody that there is hope, and to God be the glory for great things that he has done do in this day. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. He's amazing. Connect with us on our social media outlets. We are on Facebook at Breathe Again Mag, Breathe Again Mag. And, of course, you can with us on Twitter at Breathe Again. And if you'd like to connect with me personally, I do have a Facebook fan page as well, and that is Nicole C. Online, Nicole Cleveland, author. And then you can connect with me on Twitter as well, and that is at Nicole C. Online, at Nicole C. Online. You know, everything that I do, I try to please God. I try to give him the glory out of what I do and out of what I say and where I go. And I just want him to be pleased in how I go through and how I come out, because that's what it's all about. People are watching us, you know. They're watching how we go through, because we're always going to be going through something, but it's how we go through it that counts and that matters and provides hope to that next sister. And so that's a great segue into the show today. Today I have Gwen DeBose, Gwen Finley DeBose on the line, and she's going to be talking to me about her ministry, 4G Ministries. She's going to talk about how sisters are supporting other sisters, and we're also going to talk about her upcoming conference next week. She has an upcoming conference in Chesterfield, Virginia, in outskirts of Richmond, Virginia, and she's going to be spreading the news and talking to us about that on the show today. So what we're going to do is what we do each and every week. We're going to take a short break, pray our intro prayer, and then we'll come back and speak to Gwen. Don't go away. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good, I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhood. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen. Amen. I absolutely love that prayer. I love that prayer. That is Darlene Check and Israel in New Breed. And you know Darlene is from Hillsong. I absolutely love that prayer. So people always ask, well, who is that? So that is Darlene Check and Israel New Breed. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Let's talk about this show that we have here today. A lot of times people will say that sisters don't support other sisters and women don't support other women. I beg to differ because I try to do the best that I can to support other people. There's so much going on at the same time, all the time, that you do have to pick and you have to choose. But I do believe that there are more out here that do than don't, and so we just don't acknowledge the ones that do. So I like to acknowledge those that do, and I love the fact of people getting together and supporting one another. Today I have with me Gwen Finley DeBose, and she's on the line, and she's going to share about her ministry, 4G Ministries, how it was started, and she's going to share a little bit about her upcoming conference, which I'm so excited for her about, and that starts next week. So I'm going to bring her on the line. Elder Gwen, are you there? Gwen, you may be having some technical difficulties here. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I can't hear her, so I want to ask her if she could drop the line and then call back in. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I cannot hear her at this time. I'm trying to bring her on the line, and I'm going to ask her to come back on the line and see if we can't get this taken care of, because I want to talk to her about her upcoming conference. Like I said, so many people feel as though that other people don't support others, and I beg to differ. I truly believe that there are more out here that do than don't, and she does have an upcoming conference, and it starts next week, and I think she came back on the line. Let's see if we can't hear her. Gwen, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yay! Thank you, Jesus.
The modern world of Bluetooth.
I know, girl. I know. Well, welcome to the show, Elder Gwen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. We are very appreciative of this opportunity to come and share with you.
Oh, bless you, bless you. I know you're a little bit under the weather, so I do appreciate you taking a few moments to jump on the line and talk about what you do, who you are, and who you are reaching. So, Gwen, give the audience a little background about yourself, and if you could speak up just a little bit, that would be great.
Sure. Me personally, I've been in the church. I actually grew up, you know, as a baby in the church, and just I've been able to witness, you know, a lot of different venues around in the church, going to different places and meeting a lot of people. You know, I started out in New York, and now I'm here in Virginia, And God has blessed me to have a lot of contact with a lot of different people of all different, you know, backgrounds, all different areas of life, walks of life. And so about 2008, the Lord just blessed me, you know, to be surrounded by some nice young women, and we just decided to get together. And, you know, he gave me this ministry, 4G Ministries, Godly Girls Gone Global. And we started out having just a few little events here and there, but most of the time we did a lot of mentoring with younger girls or even teens, and then even each other. You know, there's some mentoring going on with each other as well. And so we've had the opportunity to have tea parties and, you know, mother-daughter dinners and stuff like that.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And so it was definitely God-inspired. You grew up in the church, and you saw a lot. And so you just wanted to share as well, and you wanted to be part of what was going on and maybe speak to a need that really wasn't being addressed. Would you say that?
Right. A lot of women, you know, their ministries and their gifts are not really out, for lack of a better word, displayed, you know, not given the opportunity to go out and share their gifts. And so God just allowed me to be able to have a platform for women at times, you know, where they can share their gifts, where they can share their ministries. And so it was just something that started, you know, small and is still on a little small side, but we're bringing it on up. We're bringing, you know, bringing it out to more people. We just did it among ourselves in the beginning, and now we're inviting other people to join in with us, even though we always invited them. But now we're inviting, you know, more and more people to come in and join in with us to share their gifts, their ministries, their businesses, whatever it is that they have. It's not just about ministry, but it's business as well. We like for people to have an opportunity to network.
Wonderful, wonderful. I love that. I absolutely love it. I love women coming together, supporting one another. And, you know, you're giving them a platform that they can actually share their gifts when otherwise it would not be shared, because a lot of times maybe at the local level they're not able to do that. So bless God for you and what you do. And a lot of times when women start ministries or whoever starts ministries, we're very clear that we're not starting a church. It's just a ministry that we would like to do. We believe that God has called us to do. Would you agree?
Absolutely. That is one of the things that we state in every piece of communication we send out. We state we are not a church. Each one of us have our own ministries that we belong to, and we work in our ministries, and we're faithful to our ministries. So we are not a church. We're not trying to be a church. That's not where the Lord has led us. So we are just staying in our lane.
Amen. I love it. I love it. I get so tickled sometimes when people say things like that. Well, do you have a church? No, I don't want to pastor nobody. You crazy?
Right.
No.
Right.
Exactly. Well, to God be the glory. Gwen, Elder Gwen, congratulations. Recently you were ordained an elder, so I do want to give you a shout-out about that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's the blessing of being in a ministry with Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown and Bishop Joe Brown, our pastor at New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries. And they saw the gift that the Lord had placed in me, and they felt that it was time. And so I just bless God for that.
Amen. 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 And, you know, Gwen, breathe again, or Elder Gwen, but I know you're a person, so you're not caught up on no titles.
No,
so.
No, ma'am.
Yeah. So breathe again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We talk about issues that people go through, and we also come up with some solutions. A lot of our listeners are going through. They come here as a safe haven, and they listen to the stories, and they know that if the guests that come on here can make it, then God can do the same thing for them. Gwen, I want you to take a time, take a moment, and minister to a woman right now that may be hurting. They may be starting over again. They may have just gone through a bad marriage. They just may have lost their job. They may be hurting because they're sick on the inside, mentally as well as physically. So I want you to take a moment and minister to them right now, because Some people will never step foot in church, and I just taught this at Bible study last night. Some people will never step foot in church, but they will see the epistle of us. They will read the epistle of us and how we respond and how we act and how we provide hope. So take a moment and provide some hope for somebody that feels hopeless right now.
Thank you, Minister Nicole. I'll tell you, you know, even being in the church all of my life, I have not been free of trouble and, you know, perplexity and all that stuff. And the main thing that I realized was that, you know, I'm not living this life for myself. And it's not really all about me. You know, my focus has to be on the things of the Lord. And I know that's hard for somebody who, like you said, is not really going to church and they don't really understand. But, you know, when we have hope in God, we open ourselves up to another world, a world where God is able to come in and transform us, transform our situations. He's able to come in and make a difference for us when we can't do anything about our situation. And I was thinking about the scripture in Psalm, and I've been reading this for the last few days. Actually, the Lord has just been leading me in this scripture, where in Psalm 42, David had to encourage himself in the Lord. We have to fix our eyes on Jesus. And the scripture, actually, in the Message Bible, it says, you know, why are you crying the blues? Fix your eyes on God. You know, soon you'll be praising again, and he'll put a smile on your face because he is God. He has all power. Whatever your situation is, he has the power to change it. He has the power to make things that look dark bright. He has the power to open doors that are closed. Only God has that power. So we have to look to him. We can't look to man. We can't even look to ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves, but we have to let God do the work, and he's able to do everything, just like he did it for me and these women that I'm with this ministry. They have such great testimonies, oh, my God. And if they had the opportunity, you know, to just listen to some of these testimonies, one of the ladies has a book, and that she's having it reprinted now, and I'm hoping that everybody can get a copy of that book because she has an awesome testimony. There are people who are in the church, but they've been in a world of trouble, and they've been brought out just like they have been. You can all pray for each and every one of you that's listening. Just know that God has somebody that has you on their mind, and they're praying for you. They're praying for you. They don't even have to know your name. They don't even have to know where you live. But they're praying for you. They're intercessors all about the world praying on your behalf.
Yes, yes. That was good, 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 Elder. I love it, love it, love it. Yeah, so it's so true, and it's so needed at this time. So we do have to just give it over to God. We got to give it to Jesus. We can't handle it. We can't do nothing with it. We just got to give it to him. I love it. So thank you for those words of encouragement. Let's talk about the upcoming conference you have, Elder Gwen. Talk to me
a
little
bit. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. I know you
I'm
are.
Nervous,
I know you are.
Excited.
Now, do you do this every year?
We did it last year, and we had done a retreat a few years ago. So we took a little, you know, break in between there because just there was so much going on in our local churches. It was hard to really get time in, and it's still kind of hard, you know, pushing in a time for this. But our goal is to try to do something. We do something every year. Whether it's a conference, whatever, but the last 2 years, and last year was great. It was very successful. The Lord really moved, and we had a great, you know, audience that came and shared with us in the conference, and we're looking for the same this year, bigger and better.
Amen, amen. So it is the annual Women's Conference 2014, Women Uniting the Kingdom Through Praise, Prayer, and the Power of God, and that's going to be Thursday, October 9th through Saturday, October 11th. And where will this take place at?
Well, it will be held at the New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, which is located at 701 Johnston Willis Drive, and that's in North Chesterfield. Again, New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, 701 Chesterfield Drive. And that's over here on the south side, right off of Midlothian Turnpike.
Yes, yes, yes. We're Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown is the chief prelate, yes. And Bishop Joel,
yes,
Brown is the bishop,
yes,
and the pastor. So,
yes,
look, talk to me a little bit about
mm-hmm.
about the speakers. I believe Thursday night you are going to be the speaker. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Y'all pray for me now. I am, and I was, I've been praying and asking God, you know, what to say to the people, and he's been faithful. He's been giving me something to share. We're just going to have a good time in praise. That's our night of praise. So we have actually some singers coming. We have Minister Daphne Lewis and Call to Worship. She's here out of Richmond. We have Minister Norman Shore. He's also out of Richmond. We have Minister LaShawn Gray Tyler. She's our worship leader,
yes,
for the
ma'am.
Entire conference.
Yes, ma'am.
But she's going to do praise and worship on Thursday night and Saturday morning. And
okay.
Then we also have some praise dances from New Jerusalem. And we have some drama to go on Thursday night. So with
okay.
one of the young ladies, Cherie Cameron, and she's done a nice big play here, a couple of plays here in the city. So we have some great talent on Thursday night. It's not going to be long, so we want you to be on time because we're going to
okay.
be out of there before 9 o'clock. And then
all
on
right.
on Friday night, we have Pastor Christina Blue, and she is from the Impact City Church over in Glen Allen, Virginia. And she is not just a preacher. She is a psalmist, but she has the word embedded in her spirit, and she knows how to get that word out there to the people of God. So we're looking
yeah.
for a mighty move of God with her, and LaShawn Gray Tyler will be our soloist that night. But that night we're going to veer off to the World Overcomers Family Church doing praise and worship. So we have another
oh.
treat coming from World Overcomers Family Church, where Pastor Dwayne Whitehead is the leader there. And then on Saturday, we have Saturday morning, we're going to start out with a continental breakfast and two classes. The classes are, we have Minister Elder-elect, I'm sorry, Takesha Reels Brown from Christ Worship Center, and she is going to lead us with intercessory prayer and a session on intercessory prayer. And following uh-huh. that, we will have Elder Charvette Mitchell of Mitchell Productions, and she's going to talk
yes.
the business side.
Love
and show
her.
Women how you can be saved, or you know, you could just get your business out there. That just being in the church does not cancel out your business. You still got to
yeah.
take care of business. So she's
right,
going to show
right.
you how to do that, and she's excellent. And that morning session is covered under a registration of just $10. I mean, you really can't beat that. So come on out, get some breakfast, and then you will, if you didn't get enough breakfast, you will be fed on Saturday, at 12 noon with Pastor Lisa Vini. And I want to let you know, Pastor Vini, you were just talking about women, you know, with lack of hope and all of that. Pastor Vini has a very strong deliverance ministry, and she has a very strong testimony, and it's something that you really want to be a part of. She's an international evangelist, and she goes all around the world ministering, and so we are so honored to have her come with us.
Amen, amen. It is going to be power-packed.
Yeah.
I'm going to get
yeah.
over there so I can support. I'm not sure how many days, but I'm definitely have my face in the place one of those days or two of those
yeah.
days. To God
That's
be the
right.
glory, Elder Gwynn, for great things that he
Thank
is doing
God.
Through you.
Yeah.
You know, every
God.
Privilege or every chance I get to honor another woman walking it out and walking in what God has called them to walk in, I do that because I know that appreciation is so very important. So I appreciate your gift
Thank
in the
you
kingdom.
For sharing your gift with us. You are a powerhouse on your own, so we'll definitely have to get you on the next one. Yeah.
Oh, bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? That has been our time. God is so good. I'm so glad that you were able to connect with us on today. I'm so glad for the lives that will be changed, and I definitely will be touching and agreeing with you for the actual women's conference that will come forth on next week. And so we
mm-hmm.
didn't talk about the registration. Is there a registration for the entire conference or no?
No, it's just a $10 registration for the Saturday morning session, and we'll be getting the registration during the night services. So Thursday and Friday night, and then early Saturday morning you can register right there on the spot.
Wonderful.
And we have a free, you can win a free makeover with your registration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have Miss Keisha Walker, Pink Sugar Dolls, and she's going to get you all fixed up there. Mm-hmm. And can I say one more thing? I forgot
you
about
sure
the Church
can.
Girls
Go
Rock.
Ahead.
We
oh,
have the
ahead.
Church Girls Rock Award, and that's going to be hosted by Elder Lisa Dortch. And she actually
Love
is
her.
The CEO of the Church Girls Rock International Ministry Incorporated. So you don't want to miss it. We have a lot of great things going on. You just don't want to miss it. And you don't
yes,
have to get all
yes.
dressed up. Come on, relax, and let's just praise the Lord together.
Amen, amen. Love me some men. Elder Lisa Dortch of Church
yeah,
Girls
I know
Rock.
You do.
Because, yes, because we are all church girls, and we rock.
We rock, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So to God be the
Thank
glory.
You.
So. Elder Gwen, thanks again for being my guest on today. Any last words, anything you want to say to the listeners, anything you want to get out there, now is your chance.
Well, I appreciate you again, and I just want to say to them, you know, we're trying to reunite the kingdom through this praise,
Amen.
Prayer, and power, and that's what we are supposed to do. We're supposed to bring the kingdom together. We're supposed to help it to develop. So we're not supposed to be separated. So let's just come together and just bring the kingdom together just one more time. Thank you again.
You are more than welcome. I love it. My pastor always says that we are here to complete, not compete. We're here to complete, not compete. So that is the model that we should live by, because at the end of the day, we are here to glorify our Father, because it's not about us. It's all about Him. So that's what we need to do together. So that has been our show. Thank you so much to Elder Gwen for stopping by the show, talking about 4G Ministries and the annual Women's Conference that she has coming up next week, October 9th through October 11th. Elder Gwen, how can they contact you if they have questions, if they just want to connect with you? How can they contact you?
Well, we do have a Facebook page, and it's 4G Ministries, Godly Girls Gone Global. And we also have an email address, so you can email us at Godly, Godly, Girls. So Godly Girls at yahoo.com. Feel free to just hit me up on Facebook if you don't see that. I'll be glad to just answer your question.
Amen, and that she will. All right, listeners, that has been our show today. I love you so much for stopping by. I love you so much for hanging out with us for 30 minutes. For those that will come back and listen to the archives, thank you. I appreciate you so very much. And again, if you have a powerful testimony, don't hold on to it. I want to interview you. So go to breatheagainmagazine.org and click the submission little button and fill out that form, and we will contact you so we can share your story to help others. Again, I never, ever say goodbye. I never say goodbye. Always say until next time. So God bless you and have a super fabulous evening. Bye-bye.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you. thing, Father God, on this earth, that our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.